Welcome to the Sassy Creative Podcast. I'm your host, Katherine Hampton. I started my own handmade business as a hobby in 2013. After hours and hours of research and trial and error, I was able to grow my own handmade business from a hobby into a full-time income that now supports my family. My goal is to help you implement those same strategies that I use in my business so that you can skip the stress and get straight to success. Now let's get started. Welcome back to the Sassy Creative. I'm your host, Katherine Hampton. Today I want to talk to you about having a safety plan for your handmade shop. As a handmade seller, you're likely the only one making your products. And this may also mean that you're the only one who knows, you know, how to navigate around your shop, which could be a problem if you couldn't work for some reason. So if some sort of emergency came up and you weren't able to, log in or make your products. Now, I do want to preface this by saying that the intent of this discussion is not to be an alarmist or cause panic. It's just to give you something to think about so that you can, plan ahead. So yes, we are experiencing a, coronavirus pandemic at the moment. And yes, there is a lot of panic around the outbreak. While I am taking necessary precautions, I'm not necessarily, freaking out. But, and this is a big but, it has made me start to think about, what would happen if I were to get, really sick and was unable to take care of my shop. And by take care of my shop, I mean do the things like answer emails, fill orders, just handle those day-to-day tasks. Now, thankfully, knock on wood, any time over the past few years that I have gotten sick, it's never been so bad that I couldn't do the bare minimum of orders, that had to go out for the day and reply to customers. Now, there have certainly been days that I felt, but I've always been able to just push through to do what was absolutely necessary and, just be done for the day and go back to bed or lay on the couch and rest until I was back to normal. But, I've just been thinking, what if, God forbid, I got like really super sick and that wasn't an option? How would I make sure everything was taken care of and that my customers were kept up to date? We know that communication is key, that the number one way to spike a customer's anxiety and them start really acting, like, oh my gosh, I've been scammed, is for them to not have communication with the seller. So the last thing that I want to deal with if I get critically sick is a ton of nasty emails and cases and bad reviews because there was no communication with my customers. That would be like throwing all of my hard work over the last few years of, building a good reputation for my business just right out straight, just straight out the window and then have a semi run right over it. So it just makes my skin itchy just thinking about it. So honestly, I feel like, oh my gosh, I cannot believe I haven't even thought about doing this sooner because I do have a chronic illness myself that thankfully has, been mostly under control, but it could easily land me in the hospital if it were ever to flare up. So I decided, it's time for me to be a responsible adult and business owner and make a plan. So I am currently working on putting together a binder full of instructions so that there is a safety plan of sorts should there be an emergency that comes up. Now, this binder is going to sit next to my other manuals so that it's, easy to find. Now, my other manuals are just, font references, design details, vendor details, that kind of thing. So this is just going to be another one in the stack, and I'll have two family members that I'm going to designate and let them know how to find this binder should the need arise. Now, these are reliable family members that I know should something happen, I can count on them to take care of this. So this safety plan is currently in progress and I've got it mostly done and I plan to have it finished in the next week or so. But I wanted to share it with you, share this information with you that's going to be included so that you can start working on a plan too. And all of this is going to be typed up in a step-by-step checklist in my binder. You could also record videos if you prefer that format or if you think that, whoever the designated person is going to be if it would be easier for them to follow a video instead of a checklist. So here's what I'm going to have in my shop safety plan. Number one is the shop login details. Whatever platform you sell on, they need to know how to log in. They're going to have to know how to get to the information, and this includes your any email platforms that they need to be able to log into as well. I'm also including email swipe files. This includes my standard email response swipe files, such as where's my order, item not received, as well as additional delayed order explanation, just to let the customers know that their orders are going to be delayed and give them the option to wait or cancel, and a response for inquiries about when the shop is going to reopen. The next thing that's going to be in there is how to cancel and refund orders, because that's sure to come up. A checklist on how to put the shops on vacation to prevent additional orders from coming in. How to check tracking information for orders, because that's, you know, typically that's like the top question that comes in is where's my order? So the person needs to be able to give that response to customers. I want the person to know how to change the shop announcements to let them know that, you know, we're not taking new orders and this is how you can communicate with us and we're doing the best we can. This is what you can expect from the shop at this moment. Additionally, I do offer some ready-to-ship items, so I'm going to include instructions on where to find the ready-to-ship items and the packaging instructions for those things. So that's what I'm going to include. I may come up with a few things later down the road that I want to include as far as like some of the automation programs that I'm using and if I want to turn some of that off and whatnot, but that those are going to be the basics for now. So hopefully this plan is never needed, but it's important to have it in place as a safety net. You know, preparation is key to the to success, and I think that it's especially crucial as small business owners that we take the time to prepare and plan for emergency situations such as this. We get so focused on, you know, like SEO and marketing and all the other things, but this is important too. If you have a safety plan in place for your shop, I would love to hear what you've included in it. Or if you're going to put one together, let me know what you're going to change, or if you're going to change anything, or if you have any additional ideas that you think, oh, you know, that would be really good if we included that too. So head over to Facebook and leave a comment at The Sassy Creative and let me know what your thoughts are on the safety plan. Thanks so much for joining me today, and I will talk to you soon. Bye. Thank you for listening today. With every episode of the Sassy Creative Podcast, I aim to provide you with useful information that will help you to build a profitable handmade business. For more business tips and strategies, please visit thesassycreative.com. You can also follow me on Instagram at @sassybusinessbesties. Talk to you soon.